There is a record called the Record of Sargon of Akkad. Sargon of Akkad was around 2700 BC, while Sumerian civilization was still dominant, but already this Akkadian came in. Actually, he was an Akkadian who rose to great power, and he had an autobiographical account written of his career. It's a very interesting one. Sargon claims that he was abandoned by his mother. He says, I never knew my father. My mother took me and put me in a little boat and set me afloat on the Euphrates River. And I was floating downstream, and Aki the irrigator saw me and took me. And Aki the irrigator raised me, and he is really my father, or he raised me. And then he says that he became very important, and he became a soldier. And then at a certain point, he overthrew the oppressive king who had ruled, and I became ruler in his place. And then he describes the empire that he founded. So we see by 2700 BC, there is an Akkadian empire already established. Sargon is the one who built this empire. And we get an insight into what's going on, the movement of populations and also the conflicts and the establishment of power. By the way, this is a very interesting name. Sargon is the name of this ruler. It's the name of two other Assyrians. In each case, the king who calls himself Sargon takes the name Sargon, which in Babylonian is Sharrukin and means legitimate king or true king. And each one of them actually assassinated his predecessor and seized the throne. So what do you do when you kill your predecessor and seize the throne? You call yourself, I'm the real king. I mean, the name Sharrukin means that, a legitimate king, true ruler. So we don't know their real names, but this is the titles they chose for themselves. In each case, the same thing happened. We're still talking about this whole area, which is southern Iraq. Sumer and Akkad are the same country. It's Sumer at the beginning. It's conquered by Akkadian, by the Akkadian king Sargon. He establishes his kingdom. It's called Akkad. And thereafter, for centuries, all the rulers of this region always called themselves rulers of Sumer and Akkad to retain the original names. The Akkadians evidently came in from the eastern seaboard of the Mediterranean. I believe it was a slow migration over the course of time until they became a significant power. And then they rose to power, conquered, and became the rulers. And by the way, Akkad is one of the oldest cities in that region, and it's mentioned in the Bible as one of the oldest cities in the region of Babylonia. And as I said, because of the antiquity of Sumer and the fact that it was the beginning of civilization, thereafter the rulers of these regions always called themselves kings of Sumer and Akkad, even though they were no longer Akkadians. Now, how do we know that they came in? Because from the language, the Babylonian language, and the names that they had, we realize that they originated in that region, which is the eastern seaboard of the Mediterranean. And later on, they came in large numbers, and empires were established by them. They were all migrants. I suppose you could call them migrants, but migrants over the course of centuries from the eastern seaboard of the Mediterranean. Now, in Sumerian and in Egyptian, you also have very interesting writings, such as the recipe for making beer. Okay, very important.